Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Happens.
Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is not Captain Lee, it's Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie.
Well, hi, Ben. How are you?
I am so good, because I feel like it's been forever since we talked about Below Deck, right?
Oh my God, I mean, it has been so long, really.
Like 7 days or so?
I need to see someone clean the toilet. I've been going crazy over here.
This is Below Deck premiere day. And, you know, I love Below Deck. I'm a big Below Deck fan. I love all the Below Decks. But this is, I think, marks the first time that we've recapped Below Deck for a year straight. Because normally we do Below Deck, then Below Deck Med, and then we have like a few months off. And then we're refreshed and we get to come back to Below Deck and go into it. And the first year of Below Deck Sailing Yacht, we didn't really cover it. I sort of casually watched it, but we didn't cover it. But we, of course, covered Below Deck Sailing Yacht this year because it was actually like amazing. And this is now we're doing it a full year of Below Deck. We're going back to regular Below Deck today.
Yeah, here we are, full new season. They do start with a lot of energy, though, so I got to give them that, you know.
They do.
It's always good to have a Below Deck, but you guys, seriously, come up with something over there, Bravo.
I will say, though, I really did enjoy this premiere. I feel like the energy was right. I felt good about the energy and the characters. I felt Below Deck Med was not a great season, and so it kind of like, after Below Deck Sailing Yacht, I was like really like, ugh, I love Below Deck, and after Below Deck Med, I was kind of like, oh, I need a break. But I'm hoping this is going to sort of like bring me back. But before we dive into it, of course, just a reminder, our 10-year anniversary Hunky Dory tour is happening next year, and the tickets are on sale. So if you want to come see us live and help us celebrate 10 years of podcasting, please go get a ticket at watchercrappens.com. Tickets are selling actually very quickly, and some of the venues have sold out. So just like, we're going to 21 cities, not going to go through all of them. Just go to the website, and you'll see whichever one is close to you, or maybe it's close to a friend, and you want to go travel and see your friend, or your best friend, or your sister slash daughter. Maybe you'll go with her, okay? But either way, go check that out. Love to see you, and you know, life is good.
And that's that. Yeah. Go get your tickets. Okay, so here we are with Below Deck Season 9. The birds are chirping. The ocean is gorgeous. And we just hear Eddie's voiceover. St. Kitts is absolute paradise. It seems untouched, wild, exotic, volcanic, explosive.
Totally untouched, except for the yachts that are parked on the side of it.
Yeah, leaking shit all over the place.
It seems just like nature's the last little corner of nature that's been untouched. So we're going to just go leak our poop and oil on all the starfish. Excuse us.
And then we start seeing clips of the season and how crazy nature is. And it's Rachel.
I eat faces off. I'll eat the crew's face for a fucking snack if you're a bunch of douchebags.
And Eddie is like, being able to see the world, experience other cultures, that's fucking yachting. I'm like, you're setting up picnics.
So then somebody jumps naked off the side of the boat. Someone's wearing a wacky dinosaur costume. Rachel says, #0 fucks given. And then there's a dildo suctioned to a wall. So we know it's going to be a wacky season. Dinosaurs and dildos.
Yeah, and then there's like other scenes, and then it goes 6 weeks earlier. I'm like, wait, earlier from what? Like, did we have a scene? There was no scene. It was a trailer. Like, it's 6 weeks before the trailer was produced. I was like, okay, they're just going to throw that in there.
the last thing they showed was Heather. I wrote Blondie, but we know it's Heather, the chief stew, saying, you either want to be here or there's a ticket home. And then she's breaking down into dress saying, the biggest mistake I've ever made in my life. And it's like 6 weeks before the biggest mistake Heather has ever made in her life.
So then we hear Eddie 3.0 is back, still out of shape, still short, but now I'm the first officer. God help me.
And then we meet our new captain, Nerd Alert.
Oh, my God.
And Eddie comes up to the bridge and he's like, hello, Captain Sean. I'm Eddie Lucas. And the captain's like, a pleasure, sir.
He literally is like that Martin Short character mixed with true Alex P. Keaton, because we always said that Eddie is like Alex P. Keaton, but this guy's also very Michael J. Foxy in sort of his mannerisms, you know?
Yeah. Oh my God, I can't believe you said Martin Short. That is really a good call. He does look just like Martin Short. He has the same eyes.
So he's like, oh, it's a pleasure. I was like, shit, how are we going to differentiate our Sean voice from our Eddie voice? Because it's going to be
from our Rachel voice, from our Captain Lee voice. This is all basically the same voice that I use for everything all in one episode.
Because, well, realistically, Eddie's voice is kind of deep and sort of down here and kind of like pompous. But we've always done him as like, but we can speak to him like he's up here because he's sort of like a little Alex P. Keaton. But now we actually have an Alex P. Keaton. And so now I'm like, wait a second. What do we do? My entire Below Deck universe is shooketh.
Yeah, we're fucked. So Lee, we see a clip of Captain Lee calling Eddie, and he's like, I got some medical issues, kid. He's like, I hope it's nothing serious, Dad. I've been praying all night for you. He's like, well, I just had a little goddamn it stuck in my throat. They told me they were going to baby me, and I said I'd rather drag my dick through a field of rat traps and... It just coughed right out of me. God damn it! Flew right out. I'll be as good as new in a few days and my shirt with black and white palm trees on it. Don't you worry.
So then Captain Sean is like, well, I'm glad you've been on the boat before because there have been a lot of changes. I threw on some new jet skis and a rescue tender. So as you can tell, brand new, my Sienna, more like new Sienna. Am I right, everyone? High five. High five. Come on, and
he tells us, I always want to see what's around that next corner, under that rock, in the ocean. I guess that makes me an explorer. And then it cuts to a picture of him posing in a shirt that says, Captain Awesome.
I know. I was afraid he was going to bust out into Pocahontas, like just around the river bend. So he's like, I got my first captain's license when I was 18, and I've always been in the role of captain, and I haven't been good at it, but I have had a lot of experience doing it. That was a joke.
So come on, you want to take a tour so I can show you stuff that's new? And he's like, okay, new dad. Okay, stepdad. But yes. I'm coming in as first officer, and I'm not sure what that entails.
So they're going on a little tour, and Captain Sean, they go to like the boat club, or whatever they call it, the deck club. You know what they call it? You know, the club. The thing that's by the transom. And he's like, I want this. Okay, kid, I want this cleaned up. Otherwise, no dinner for you. Okay, clean this up. He's like, okay, stepdad. So, Eddie is really anxious because he's never worked with Sean before and he's already getting not great vibes, you know?
So then, yeah. So then he's like, oh, and a guy also got some new jet skis over there. Check those babies out. And he's like, whoa, those are 250s? And he goes, yeah, I took those through a Northwest crossing twice because I like to look around every corner and see what's under every rock. In the ocean.
all the little critters are like, ugh, here comes that nosy ass captain again. Okay. Everyone get out of the way. He's gonna pick up your rocks.
Those corners in the ocean. So then we see Heather coming down the deck, or the dock. With her Louis Vuitton bag. So we know that she's elegant. We know she's elegante.
Yeah, she already looks like an arch villain, right? Like she looks like someone. I didn't watch Lovecraft Country, but I feel like I saw a clip and there was someone on Lovecraft Country that looked
Know who that lady looks like? Catherine Dennis from Southern Charm. She looks exactly like her. It's so crazy.
She looks sort of like a 2020 version of Melanie Griffith. sort of, you know? So she's like coming down the deck, kind of looking scary, and she's arriving. And then Eddie, meanwhile, he's picked up his uniforms and he's in his room and he's like, V-necks, awesome. I'll never wear those. which so like, Heather made me mad. I don't know why.
Well, you're not really a V-neck mad. Lover.
Well, I'm mad at Eddie being like, V-necks. Like, just wear it, Eddie. Just wear it.
Yeah, everyone has something to say about the V-neck. So Heather meets the captain, and only her bottom half of her mouth moves. I don't know if you noticed this. I think she got her, like, I'm going to be on TV Botox. So and not just like her lips, like her whole upper face, like doesn't really move, just the bottom. And so she's like, I'm Heather, nice to meet you. And he's like, I'm Sean, I'm your captain. And she just kind of looks, stays there with her jaw kind of hanging.
Pez dispensary. And
she's, she's like, pleasure to be here. I'm excited. Nice boat. Wow, the wind is insane. What's the knots at? What's the knots at?
She's clearly nervous to be on TV for the first time. She's just speaking gibberish up there. She's just like, oh, cool seat. So this seat, what can this support? What sort of body weight can this support? And, oh, that's the floor? Because you can walk on it? That's cool. It's like, whoa, Heather. Reel it in.
So she tells us, you know when you open a bottle of champagne and it goes pop, and then it just sends shivers down your spine? I would say that's my personality.
Wow. Don't know if I've really had that experience. I mean, you know that feeling you get when you're dependent on a substance? That's my personality.
Well, so, you know when the champagne goes pop, everybody like jumps back. Like, it's like you're scared, but then at least it's open now, right?
When a champagne goes pop, you know what my reaction is? It's like, you know there's a correct way to open that champagne that's not like that, right? That's always my reaction. It's like, you don't have to have
any way, any way you look at this, it doesn't sound like a good personality. Like, I've been trying to parse this in many different ways. Worried about your personality.
Yeah, I think that she's trying to act like she's kind of like a party and she's just like the good times. But I just see her as someone who could potentially hurt someone's eye.
Yeah, exactly. So then Heather keeps on. She's like, well, Captain Sean, I've been in yachting 5 years now, and I have never looked back. No job too big or too small for me. And he's like, wow, that's exciting. And she just looks at him, and she's like, yeah.
They just love talking cliches. He's like, I want to see what's around every corner and under every stone. And no job is too big or too small for me. I just can't stop. That's the way the cookie crumbles.
He's like, well, so, like I always say, waste not, want not. A bird in hand is definitely worth more than two in the bush. All right, Captain.
There's no use crying over spilled milk because you shouldn't be spilling the milk in the first place, right, Captain? So
she tells us, I'm 25, and to some, they'd say I climbed the success ladder fast, but I earned my position as much as anyone else has. I mean, I cleaned dildos for a few months in Italy on a yacht, so I did not get here easily at all. Some might call it a pain in the ass. Too soon? Too soon after my dildo joke?
Okay. So then more interiors arriving, and now we have Fraser, and Fraser is fluent in French, and he's worked in the Med. And then we also have someone named Jessica, who has been a solo stew on and off for 5 years. And then Fraser is like, he's in the salon of My Sienna. He's sort of looking around, and he's being super judgy. In fact, that's what he does all episode, is that he mutters judgmental things under his breath, which I love. He's just looking around, and he goes, I feel Russian.
Yeah, he's looking, trying to figure out the boat. He's like, I feel Russian in here. And so then Heather meets Eddie, and she's very cheerful, and he's very cheerful. And then we cut back to Fraser, and now he's at the stairs, and he's looking at the railing, and he's like, yep, we're definitely Russian stair railing.
Russian staircase. And then more people are coming on board. Raina, who's one of the deckhands, comes on. She's like, sick. And then Fraser's talking about how this is the second boat. And he goes, the whole point of yachting is that it's all about the details. And I have been working yachting for maybe 2 years now. And I generally enjoy making things perfect. It's a pro and con because wherever I go now, I'm unimpressed. If I could have anyone serve me, it would be myself. Sorry, but not sorry. Me.
Yeah. He's just like kind of a humorless. Like he sees Jessica coming down the deck and he goes, or down the dock, and he goes, huh, well, she's interior for sure. But he says it like in this snide way.
I didn't realize we were setting sail on the SS Frumpy.
And in his diary room, he's lifting up like a tiny little espresso cup and sipping it. He's like,
and you know he's going to be an
awful
student.
Let me tell you about yachting. Hmm?
As someone with 2 years of experience on one boat, let me tell you all about yachting. He's going to be terrible. It's going to be hilarious.
I know. He's the classic, I don't have much experience, so I'm going to be the biggest snotty asshole and act better than everybody else so they don't notice, right?
Yeah. He's going to ride the English accent as far as he can. So then Handlebars shows up, also known as Jake. So he's arriving, and I don't know if you saw this, because Eddie was looking at the, at Jake's CV. And so while we're seeing Jake approach with his handlebar mustache, we then see the CV, and there's like a picture of Jake on the CV. Did you see the picture of Jake on the CV?
No.
Ugh, it's like a wacky photo. Like, oh, look at me, I'm wacky. I was like, okay, affected wackiness, handlebar mustache. He has an uphill battle with winning me over.
And Reyna's kind of like hippie, kind of like this hippy-dippy black chick. And she meets him and she's like, oh my God, what I can see is he is fine as hell. And he's like, hello, I'm Jake. And she's like, oh my God, hugs. Love your nose ring. Love your hair. Oh my God, love you. So they hug.
Frasier's just like watching from afar. Crew. Frasier's watching from afar being like, you're both trash.
So Jess comes and Frasier sits with Jess, and she's the one who's been a solo stew. And he's like, so, have you ever worked with a male stew before? She's like, no, I have not. I've been a solo stew most of my career. And he goes, that's a big deal.
Trash. That would explain your general style, which is awful trash. So then Jake is talking to Reyna, and he's like, so how long have you been yachting? And she says, well, since September, but I used to fish in Alaska as a deckhand, and I was doing fishing charters. I was like, uh-oh, red flag, Alaska fisherwomen.
Yes. You have to be some Riley.
Got it.
So then back to Frasier and Jess. He's like, so what do you think of the boat so far? She goes, well, from what I've seen, it's opulent. The correct answer was Russian. Congratulations. You've now won the title of garbage.
He goes, yeah, there's quite a lot of work to do. And he like pulls a hair out of the cushions. It probably wasn't even a real hair. He's like, I don't know if there's a hair in these cushions or not, but I'm still going to make the gesture just to show my general disapproval with this Russian sofa.
And she just kind of snort laughs at him like, oh, Jesus, this fucking guy. So Heather comes in to introduce herself to them. And then it cuts to the captain and the bridge just peeling a banana. He's like peeling a banana by himself. And then he takes a bite and he goes, look, what's with this fucking guy?
I know.
Laughing at his own banana.
Well, it's like I always said, I always want to see what's around every corner, under every rock, and inside every banana peel. Because you never know, there may be a banana that doesn't have a banana inside it.
So Frasier is going to be bunking with Eddie, and Jake and Reyna meet Wes, the new guy. He's pretty cute. He seems like really chill and
He's
nice.
He's really cute. Yeah.
And they're all deckhands. It seems like they're all going to get along well. And so Frasier goes to his room, and he's unpacking, and he goes, ugh. Why is this a V-neck? I look like a European pop star.
They might as well call it a trash neck. So Wes was a sailboat captain on St. Thomas, and he's like really excited to make more money. And he admits that he loves polishing. And Raina's like, I love polishing. And then inside, like at some point, Jessica announces that she loves laundry. I'm like, you people be careful because they're setting you up right now. Don't admit that you like doing anything on these boats.
Yeah. So he's like, so, Jessica, have you joined the boat single, you saucy minx? And then Jake meets Heather, and she puts him with Wes, and basically everybody's finding their bunk and stuff like that. Yeah. And the captain calls a meeting in the Sky Lounge, and he
meeting
gives us
Sky
his...
Meeting in the Sky Round. He goes, good morning, everyone. Welcome aboard. Some of you were expecting Captain Lee, and I was also expecting Captain Lee. I was the delivery captain for the boat
but he was delayed, and I don't know when he's going to get here. But in the meantime, you're stuck with me, and I have some big news. We're going 10 out of a 10 with bananas and banana peels. Yep, just had a great banana beforehand. If you want another, if you want one, they're down in the galley.
Now, I'm not good at cracking the ship, or cracking the whip, but I am excellent at swinging an axe. So bear that in mind. Don't do anything stupid. I don't care what position you play on this boat. I'm not gonna yell at you for it. I'm gonna just fire ya.
And everyone's like, jeez.
Everyone's like, oh, wow. God. Okay.
So don't piss me off, you know, because if I have to run shorthanded, I will. Okay, don't put me in a position where I'll have to do something that you'll regret. Okay, okay.
Frasier just goes, oh, God. Oh, God. Trash Captain is awful.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So then, end meeting. So
oh,
then,
wait, we also have to give a, we have to give a customary shout out to our three ghosts that we'll never see again the rest of the season, unless they're super hot like Martin was and the other guy last season. Our engineers and chief officers, Gal, Alex, and John, also known as Trash, Garbage, and Poop.
I can't wait for one of them to get fired so we can bring in the backup, Litter. So the interior and exterior meetings, Heather's like, oh my God, looking over this, I just love to see the experience here, Frasier. You've worked in the med. Jesse, you're a solo stew. Just tell me, is there anything that you guys love more than other things? And Jesse's like, I love laundry, really love it. She's like, oh my God, I haven't heard that for years.
Which means that Jessica's going to have the standard arc of, I love laundry, I love laundry. And then six episodes from now, gosh, I feel like all I'm doing is laundry. I'm not really learning anything.
I'm so glad I'm in such an exotic place to be doing laundry.
And then she says that she's been yachting for 5 years and she spent the past year tending to her parents and her grandparents in Florida. And she got her cosmetology license in the meantime. Oh, good. I've always wondered what it'd be like to get a pedicure from living trash.
Well, if you don't like laundry, it's a problem on this job. I have been head of housekeeping, so I love it all. It's like, oh, Frasier, okay, well, you're going to be second stew. Jessica, you're going to be third stew. Look, he's just more valuable than a solo stew. But she wants to be on laundry, so I feel like the stars have aligned.
Yeah, so they start to clean, and everyone's cleaning, and Frasier's making a bed. He does make a good bed, and he's like the first person in the history of all of Below Deck who's made their own bed. And where is the chef? And cut to Rachel walking down the pier, and then Eddie sees her, and he goes, huh, well, that's her, all right. Damn talented. Batshit crazy.
And here she comes with her season 2 makeover. She's like in a pantsuit and gold, like, what do you call those wedges? And she like gold shoes, white suit, new red hair, Disney villain eyebrows that like go kind of like a normal eyebrow out from the nose and then straight up, just yeah. Straight.
She's basically like, I'm sick of people questioning whether or not I was on America's Next Top Model, so I'm going to give a little glamour.
Yeah, she looks great. So then Eddie tells us, well, Rachel and I left last season on a bad note, that's for sure. And then we see a clip of her going, go fuck yourself. Eat my cooter.
So Eddie is like, oh, are you the primary? Are you the chef? What's going on here? She just, you know, she's just like, fucking cooter, fucking face.
Titties.
And then Sean
well,
was
I'm
like,
Captain
whoa.
John, you look way too glamorous to be a chef. She goes, well, that makes up for my personality.
Hey, take a big sniff, huh? That's my cooter.
So Rachel says, we have this new captain, which is totally blowing my mind. But at the same time, with short men, I like to play a game. Where's your penis anyway? I was like, I don't get the correlation there, but meaning that like the new captain and where's your penis? But hey, I love Rachel.
Rachel came back 10 times as crazy.
Yeah.
So then meeting Heather, Eddie, let's see. Basically, Rachel just comes in and starts meeting people. She meets Heather, and Heather brings her some water. And she's like, so how are you feeling? And Rachel goes, good. Okay. Last year, a nightmare. Oh, yeah. Okay, so stew pantry issue. Okay, cool. A nightmare. Rah.
Yeah. And she basically is trying to establish communication up front. I feel like things with her and Francesca were way worse than we really saw, because we only saw their issues late in the season. But I get the sense that it was like horrific all season long. We just weren't focusing on it. And so then now, basically, Heather is, you know, checking on the stews. And Fraser goes, I don't feel like she's actually very impressed. It's weird. I would think that she's the trash, but she's making me feel like I'm the trash. I think I love that.
Eddie, Eddie, Heather, Heather, Rachel, Rachel, I have a preference sheet in my hand.
So it's time for preference sheet meeting, and they go over the primary. It's Nikki Foster, senior broadcasting, and her girlfriends from college.
Okay, so day one, they want some sort of boutique outfits and delicacies and a high-end pajama party and adult Jenga. And then on day two, a beach dinner, and they requested the captain at dinner. So if anyone has a white-haired wig and a fake beard I could put on, I think that would go a long way. And they said they want a fancy-as-fuck, rich-bitch-only party. So I guess that means we're going to be buying a lot of bananas. And get to it, guys.
So then it's nighttime, and Rachel's back to her singing in the kitchen. She's like,
motherfucking truffle fries, motherfucking cooter fries, coochie mushrooms cooter.
And we just see snippets of everyone as they're getting to bed, and Jake explains, I don't remember who Jake is, Jake with Wes maybe, and he's like, sorry, I don't like the bottom bunk because pubes will fall on my bed. I'm like, you have a handlebar mustache, okay? If you are the health hazard here.
You are the pube spreader. Yeah. So in the morning
with pubes on your face right now, sir.
Yeah, so it's morning time and everybody's waking up, and Rachel's in the kitchen and the oven's like, beep! And she's like, beep, fuck you.
And Eddie's setting up the beach club, and then Jake hits his head, like the usual sort of like little antics around town. And Heather is showing Rachel about how to slice citrus because she wants, you know, Heather has a way of slicing citrus to display the citrus's beautiful lines, which made me really hopeful because, you know, we've decided that Below Deck works the best when you have like a really anal and kind of bitchy first do. And it feels like Heather is showing some signs of that. I feel like having very specific line protocol is a good sign, right? So I'm like really hopeful about Heather based truly on this citrus scene.
Also, to even be training somebody how to cut limes is really a step above some of the past chiefs we've seen.
Yeah.
So then Eddie has moved all the furniture around in that room that the captain is so worried about. So he's like, all right, stepdad, here's what I did. But Eddie's really not great at it. Like, he's got two chairs just facing a wall for no reason in the middle of the room. And the captain's like, ah, so this is what you did? He's like, listen, there's just no way to make this cozy.
Ugh, I can't stand Eddie. He would be someone to like... not yes and coziness, right? To be like, well, I did my best. I put the chair against the wall. What else could you ask for? There's no way there could be more coziness. Yes, Eddie, there could be more coziness.
So the captain gets in there and he's like, I know how to do it. Under every rock, around every corner is a way to make a room cozy. We are pivoting this furniture. So he actually does a good job. He moves the furniture kind of against the back wall. It follows the lines of the room, the square of the room, right? And then he moves the elliptical trainer to face the ocean, because before it was like facing the back wall or something.
Yeah.
He's like, this way you can actually see the ocean while you exercise.
And so Eddie starts gaslighting him. Eddie's like, Captain Stone's got really good intentions, and I respect it. But at the same time, dude's crazy, okay? Alarms are ringing. I'm like, he just saw your sad-ass furniture arrangement and was like, why don't we pivot these chairs? Can you put some thought into this, Eddie?
People who pay tens of thousands of dollars to come on a super yacht actually sing the water while they exercise. That is, you know, put him in a hospital. What a nutcase.
And then one of my favorite little snippets, Reyna is just like, she just like trips on the bow and just, she just falls over and she goes, God is good. So there's more cleaning.
Yes. And then the captain is checking everybody's work and he gets to some of the couches on the deck and he's like, are you fucking kidding me? We need to arrange these pillows so they don't blow away. Is everyone feeling good? Everyone feeling good? And then we see the ladies coming down the dock.
Yeah, and Sean's making everyone tighten up. He's like very meticulous, you know, which I can imagine that's very annoying to work for, but I think I would appreciate that as a guest. And so so here comes Nikki and then a hat almost blows away. And so Reyna's excited because she's like, oh, it seems like I'm about to be partying with my aunties. So this sounds lit. Like a lit like Bic. And Sean is like, well, welcome on board my Sienna. We're here to serve you. And if there's anything you need, let her know. That was a joke. If anyone needs me, I'm just going to be arranging these pillows so they don't fly away. Maybe I'm going to tie them down anyway. Okay. Does anyone want a banana? They're fun.
So they go on the tour and the hat lady's hat just keeps blowing off. And then Jake is showing off his mustache curling skills. And another lady is jumping on the primary bedroom suite bed. And the luggage is brought in and Heather sets out hors d'oeuvres for people. And one of the ladies is like, you know what I would love? A chocolate martini. It's like, dun, dun, dun. Now we're going to start to see someone's real personality as they have to deal with making their first ever chocolate martini.
Also, gotta give it to Nikki, whatever her name is, because you know what? It's time to move on from espresso martinis. Let's move on to the world, into the world of chocolate martinis. Good for you for changing it up. So, meanwhile, the deckhands are preparing to leave the dock, and Sean is like, hey, do me a favor. How far away is that dock? And Eddie goes, I don't know, 100 feet, stepdad? He's like, closer to 150, but that's all right. That's all right. You're just a terrible, terrible first chief officer. And Eddie's like all mad. He's like, come back to me, Captain Lee. Be my boat daddy.
Yeah, he's like, God, this guy expects me to know distances at my sight. This guy sucks.
So then Captain Sean has to give like the perfunctory explanation about the dock that no one ever cares about. He's like, well, you know, the marina in St. Kitts is unforgiving because there are a lot of rocks and a lot of corners, so there's a lot of stuff to explore. And then on the other side of the channel, there's all these volcanic rocks, which is a lot of things that'll turn over, and it's shallow, and the winds come through at 25 knots. It's really dangerous. And, oh, wow. We already left it. Okay. Guess it was okay. It was fine.
And he says things like, well, I've never done this before, but I'm confident I can do it. Bada bing, bada boom. So they get out of there and Fraser's at the bar trying to figure out a chocolate martini and he has to Google it. He's like, oh my god, I'm to make a drink I've only heard about in my nightmares. There's a first time for everything, I suppose. I mean, I'll say yes to anything my guests need, but I have no idea what a chocolate martini is. On my last boat, I was head of housekeeping. That did not involve making a chocolate a martinis.
It was very difficult to look up a recipe, mainly because I kept on entering in trash martini. And then I realized, oh, you actually have to say chocolate. Made more sense.
So Heather's like, this bar, what is this? Always keep the station clean, okay? He's like, all right, garbage, boop, 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 garbage incoming.
Don't you love it when a garbage sees an oil spill and makes fun of it? That is irony, isn't it?
So he delivers a drink and he goes, taste it, because I know it's amazing. And she's like, oh my god, this is good. So Heather radios him and she's like, please clean the bar for me, please. That would be great.
One moment, trash guest is drinking my trash martini and thinking it's actually wonderful. Typical trash. Okay.
So he goes up to Heather and he's like, so do I go above and beyond and offer to unpack for them, or do I wait for them to ask? This is more a test for you than a question that I need answered. And she's like, let's get the bar cleaned up and then we'll ask them. He's like, colossal waste of time.
How about as former head of housekeeping, you apply some housekeeping to this bar that you left really messy, Fraser? So now... Which, by the way, I love that she ragged on him about the bar because, you know, it drove him nuts, you know? So now anchor's down and someone needs some dairy-free cheese. So Fraser's like, Fraser goes into the galley to get it. And she's like, do we have any dairy-free trash back here? And Heather's like, yeah, I've got some. She goes, should I take that up? She goes, no, I'm going to take it up with these drinks right now. And then he like mutters as he leaves, he mutters, uh-oh, getting a little sassy. I'm like, there was literally nothing sassy in what she said. I was like, oh, well,
kind of, because she goes, you clean the bar, I got the cheese. He's like, oh, the bar, the fucking bar.
But he's totally going to do that thing where he's going to, like, the moment, like, any, like, slight pushback from her, he's going to start, like, making it out like she's the crazy one and has bad management skills. And, like, that's going to be the narrative that he's going to spin the entire episode.
Right, because he's totally flummoxed because he keeps messing up. And so he's going to make her a bad boss now. It's like, it's so clear, and it's exactly what he does right off the bat. It's really funny.
And it's
so
funny because that's what, by the way, that's what Lexi was doing on Below Deck Med. That's what she was trying to do to Katie. But Lexi was just so, like, she didn't really have the right finesse. She just kind of was very clunky about it, so it never quite worked. But I think with Fraser, it's going to work.
Yeah. So she's like, you know, I'm really not a fan of telling people to do things more than once. You have to do things without people telling you to. And that is how I climbed the ladder. As fast as I did.
So Fraser's like, she's not going to like me in a few days.
So Heather delivers the cashew nut cheese. And everyone's like, oh my God, cashew nut cheese, amazing. So then Eddie goes into the kitchen and Rachel's just ignoring him. And she's cooking something on the stove. So he's right behind her. And he's like, so what's up, chef? She's like, you know how it is. Oh, okay, so that's good? Yeah. Cool then.
The rough time for Eddie, which I love. So Rachel tells us, I never knew how Eddie actually felt last season about everything that had transpired, and then I had to get told about it after the season. Like, do I trust you that you're going to turn around behind my back and do it? No, I don't.
Which he's like, I guess I'll get out of your way. And she goes, cool, thank you. And then she turns around and she goes, get the fuck out of my face. Whoa.
So then Fraser starts to play with Heather's personality. And by that, I mean he pops some champagne. And then the guests are like, yay, Fraser. And then Rachel is talking. Once again, she's bringing back the extravaganza. And she wants to do an
extravaganza.
Yeah, she's talking with Heather about this extravaganza and extravaganza on the side, yada, yada, yada. And, you know, and Heather's like saying how she suspects the guests are want to be served and make the extravaganza low lying so it doesn't get anyone's faces. And so far, it seems like Heather's sort of on top of her shit. Like, so far, I'm feeling good about it, right?
Yeah. So then she's setting up the inside table and everyone's helping her decorate with these weird paper things that they're hanging from the ceiling. And she's like, I have to set up a Caribbean party while getting a pajama party ready, while getting cashew cheese unpacked. I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot. Mm-hmm.
And now it's 20 minutes till dinner and the guests are all getting ready. And we see some of the crew is changing shirts. We see Jake. Of course, Jake, handlebar mustache. Has terrible, terrible tattoos. Ugh. I mean, like, we knew, but even knowing it, when you see it, you're like, ugh, of course, you know?
Yeah, I just feel like Jake, there's something like deeply insecure about Jake, and he just needs a hug, but at least he's not being a douchebag. Like, he seems like he's real nice to everybody so far, I like him, you know?
So far, but he's doing things that are triggering me, and I can't control how I react to triggers, you know?
Yeah. So Jake is in the crew mess with Raina, and he's like, why is there no milk? There's only almond milk. And she's like, almond is way better. Like, what, do you want to drink cow titty milk? And he's like, yes! Sounds delicious! Thank you!
And then Raina starts, like, choking because she's, like, swallowing her gum by accident. She's like, So then, so now the guests are sitting at the table and people are getting stressed and Fraser is, he's downstairs cleaning a room. And he's muttering. He's like, help would be nice. I wish they could send just one stupid piece of trash to clean up the trash that these trash left here in this trash room, for crying out loud, Russian boat.
In the mess, Sean and Eddie are writing truth or dare questions. And Captain Sean reads one and goes, huh,
What's the most disgusting thing you've ever done with a piece of food? Oh. Oh, yeah. Yep, remember that. Oh, God, that was...
He just goes into, like, his own reverie about disgusting shit he's done with food. And then we go down to the galley, and Fraser is in there. And I love when a snotty ass who pretends he knows everything has a scene like this. Because she goes,
all right, well, these are the conch fritters. And goes, conch? Like, K-O-N-K. Just, yeah, conch.
Well, I've not had a conch. I've had a prawn, but that's about it.
Like, she's the idiot. For serving something called conch.
And he spelled it K-O-N-K.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So, so then Jessica's like, I feel like I'm ironing the same thing over and over again. And Fraser goes, I'm running on nothing. Nothing at all. And now he has, Fraser's going back up and down between cabins and service back and forth. And he goes, one of the first rules of yachting, I was told, was that there needs to be a plan. And there's no plan right now. We just look like a bunch of headless chickens rolled up in foil and thrown in the trash, which is appropriate because we're dealing with nothing but trash.
And Heather's like, could you just grab the pajamas for me? He's like, well, I fell behind downstairs, just so you know. She says, yes, we are behind. And he's like, Heather needs to place some order on this chaotic mess. And the chocolate martini lady's asking for Fraser to make her a drink. And so he's running to do that. And he's like, God, I did not need that right now. This is going to end in tears.
And Fraser's like walks by Rachel and he goes, is this still day one? Yes. No. Yeah, yes, it is, isn't it? And Rachel just sees his, like, confusion and misery and just goes...
So then Sean checks in on Rachel. He's like, oh, Rachel, well, you're killing it. She goes, am I? And he's like, yeah. So then Sky Lounge party. Fraser's cleaning the master bedroom and puts a plastic bed on the chaise lounge, which will come back to haunt him.
That's right, because at this moment I didn't realize that it was such a significant moment. So it's time for Truth or Dare Jenga, and Raina starts asking Jake if there's anyone he's attracted to on the boat, and he goes, I fancy you. It's like, oh, okay. And there's more cleaning and stuff, and just, you know, stuff just like back and forth, truth or dare, all this fun stuff. And then Jake is offering to help with, like, dishes and stuff. There's something about, like, he says something. There's, like, some exchange that he has with Fraser or whatever.
He says, do you need help? And Fraser's like, no. And he goes, oh, you don't trust me, do you? And he goes, I do trust you. And then he turns away and he goes, he is cute.
Yeah. Fraser has a love interest. So then it's the morning. And Jessica trips. I think it's Jessica. I thought it was Rachel at first based on the curse, but I think it was actually Jessica who trips. And then there's like, she curses and there's like a beep, but it's like, beep. It's like a long ass beep.
So then Sean is back with Rachel with his awkward, like, I don't know if it's flirting energy or whatever he's doing, but he's like,
well, you... I mean, I want to know how you look so glamorous this early in the morning. And she goes, right. He goes, you do.
And then it kind of cuts away and cuts back to her going,
just pew, 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 pew.
And she hops over to the captain and, like, gives him baby look. What the hell, Rachel? What is she doing?
I thought she said just the tip. I thought she was saying just that tip. Just that tip. But either way, I was like, I didn't realize they were on, like, jokey song level yet. And how many times is he going to tell her that she looks glamorous? It feels a little strange.
The whole thing is strange. Rachel's such a weirdo. I love it. So she's talking to Heather and she's like, today is Crab Benedict Day or Traditional Benedict, and we'll go from there. So then Eddie sees that Fraser has made his bed, like, perfectly. It looks beautiful. And he's like, wow, that guy is really good. Organized, really organized.
And also Wes, got to give a shout out to Wes because some pillow started to blow away and that pillow was an inch away from blowing off into the water and being lost forever. And Wes, like, went and saved that pillow and brought it back. I was like, that man is a hero, a national hero.
So then Captain Sean is in the galley telling Heather and Rachel what's coming up for today. He's like, here's what needs... Oh, God, I can't stop laughing because Rachel put something in her mouth and she's like, go ahead, just get it all out there. Go ahead, just say it. Just say it.
Yeah. So they're going to be doing a beach picnic. And now everyone's ready for their Benedicts and there's Eggs Benedicts. Okay, Ronnie, I told you when I watched this, I said, please... pay attention to the woman pouring syrup. Did you pay attention? Did you remember to pay attention to the
pouring? I even put it in my notes, watch for syrup, but I didn't see anything. Maybe it was the Benedict sauce.
Well, some monster at the table took the little thing of syrup. The syrup was in one of those, boats. Do you call them? Like little mini pitchers, right? What?
Boats.
It was like a boat, but it was like, it wasn't quite a boat. It was like the sort of thing you put cream in, you know, like a creamer in it. You know, sort of like a little jug, like a little baby pitcher thing. It has a name. I don't know. So she poured her syrup on her French toast, but she didn't use the spout. She used the side. So she sloshed over all the syrup. I have no problem with using a lot of syrup, but she sloshed it over and then it got all down the side of the little pitcher thing. I'm like, why are you not using the spout? Who pours syrup like that out of the mini pitcher? Like, are you a total monster? I was so offended. I was like, get this woman off the boat. She does not deserve to be on the boat the way she poured that syrup.
So then Captain Evan, or what's his buns, Captain Sean is going to ride the tender down into the water. So he's like, they're roping it down, you know, lowering it. He's just standing there like he's in his Captain Awesome shirt. And then they're plating food and Heather checks on their food and she's like, so how's your food tasting? Is it feeling good in the body? Is it feeling good in the body? Good. Delicious? Good. Good.
That's a strange way to put it. Is it feeling good in the body?
Feeling good in the body? Everyone doing good? Okay, our kidneys working today? All right.
So now it's after breakfast, and Nikki actually, her room is right near the galley or something. I don't know what it is, but she sees Rachel, and she's like, can you have Heather come see me? So Heather goes in there, and there's a trash bag on the chaise, as you mentioned, that Fraser left there from last night. So Heather is like mortified and she's like, well, this is not up to standard. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Da, 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 da. So then Heather goes and tells Fraser and she's like, so Fraser, I'm going to try to tell you this as passive aggressively as possible. Okay. So tidy up the master to the best of your standards. Cause she's not really stoked on everything at the master in the moment. So try to like live up to your own standards as head of household, or so you claim. Thank you.
Yeah, and for the rest of the trip, have excess attention. Let's go ahead and pull that head of housekeeping out of your butt that you keep mentioning. Okay, great. And he just mutters to himself. He's like, puts me on housekeeping, then asks me to be in service. Confused with your management skills. Darling.
I mean, you're telling me that you found trash in a room that belongs to trash. I don't understand what the problem is.
Well, he doesn't even tell her, she doesn't even tell him what's wrong. She just like does that hint, like, you fucked up and I'm not going to tell you what you did. So he's so mad. And yes. So then he turns on the full on, I fucked up, so you're a bad boss thing, right?
Yes.
So he calls her into the room. And he's like, she goes, what's on your mind? He's like, well, did she say specifically what was wrong? And she goes, well, she just said that the trash bag was still on the chairs. He goes, oh, right. Well, I don't for a second want to let you down because I'm good at what I do. She's like, yeah, of course you are. So what I need from you is time. Now, service. Like, I would love to do service like that. But doing both is difficult because I can't pick up the slack. If there's a problem,
it's such a patronizing thing way to talk to your boss. You know, it's like, listen, you said they found trash on the sofa, so I don't know why you're yelling at me and not at Jessica for lying on her sofa. I don't understand it.
Oh, so, he's so like he's doing her a favor. Like, here's what I need from you. He's like, so. She's like, well, I don't think he realizes the bigger picture. Like, he needs to trust me in my leadership because in yachting, there is no room for mistakes.
And she tells him, she goes, oh, yeah, well, it was a change of direction last night. And he goes, no, I love it. I love it. Which is so fake. He hates it. And then he goes,
you know, good communication there. I like it. That could have gone sour. And she goes, oh, well, no one wants me sour. Trust me. And then he mutters. Then he walks away and he mutters, true colors coming out. I'll show you, sour. I'm like, true colors, you were totally speaking out of line to your boss. And she was actually incredibly patient with you. And she kind of was like telling you, like, don't try to come for me, right? So you cannot be mad at her. Okay, don't say true colors.
I love it.
You pulled it out. Yes, I love
it. He's such a little shit. I love
it. It's so good.
So they're loading up for the picnic, but Sean just has to do everything. So he's like, I'm going to do the picnic. I'm going to go with Jake and we'll leave Wes on board. Okay. You know what everybody loves? A yacht with no captain.
I know. I was like, that seems safe.
He goes off and they load the tender. They unload the tender and unpack things. And they have brought the furniture from that little room. And they're like, okay, so I guess we should just put the cushions on the big chair. He's like, well, actually, the cushions are not the right size. So we can't do that. And Eddie's like, oh, God, he even wants cushions that are the proper size for a chair. This guy is a monster.
He's like, Captain Sean's methods are definitely irregular. I mean, I'm trying to get the job done, but he's not even giving me a chance.
So he's also kind of doing the thing where he's making Sean look crazy. I mean, Sean is a little, he is a little anal and everything, but Eddie had his test and he failed his test with the beach club. So now Sean doesn't trust him clearly, right? So he's now micromanaging. So he's dealing with that. And Rachel, meanwhile, she's loving Heather. She feels like the communication is so good. And the guests are getting bored because they were supposed to go to the beach at 1:30 and now it's like 1:45. And it's one of those things where it's like 1:45 and 1:50 and 1:55. And they're getting more and more angry. And then at the picnic, things are going wrong. A tent is falling over and things are like not doing the things they need to be doing. And
the captain's just like rearranging furniture and being super anal and trying to do every little thing. So Fraser radios Eddie. He's like, hello, Eddie. I have restless guests. Can I tell them 20, please? And Sean's like, Eddie, cushions. I need cushions that are the right size. So maybe you could find those for me. It's going to be fun.
And Nikki is getting so mad. She's like, I want to shoot some people. And then Fraser overhears and goes, oh, well, I hope I'm not one of them. They own a gun. How very Republican.
So Eddie's like, everyone's restless. And Fraser says, hold them off for half an hour. And so now they have to hold them off. And it's just all stressful. And we just hear everybody on the radio going, Eddie.
And the funny thing is that so Eddie has just heard that the guests are restless. And then Captain Sean is like, let's just hold them off another half an hour. And so Eddie does that thing where he's like, okay, I'm giving you your rope to hang yourself with. He's like, sure. You, as the captain, said that you want to hold them off another half an hour. He's kind of doing that thing where he's like, okay, we're going to make sure it's very clear that you're going to be the one that causes this bullshit to happen. Right.
Yep. Oh, Below Deck.
It was good. It was a good first episode. I'm actually very excited. And the trailer looks great.
Yeah, it was a good one. All right, everybody. Well, thank you so much for being with us today. Next week, Below Deck is going to move over to our bonus episode on Patreon so we can bring a little Winterhouse action onto the schedule. So if you want our bonus episodes, go over to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. Super easy to sign up for. Make sure you cap your amount when you're signing up for the amount you want to spend per month. But for $1, which is the lowest level, you get all of the bonuses. And the $5 level is all the video recaps and stuff like that. Yeah. So go sign up. And thanks to everybody who supports us. Also, don't forget to get your Crappens Live tickets over at watchwhatcrappens.com. Crappy Awards. The Golden Crappies are this January in New York City. And we've got like 21 or 22 other shows coming up this spring. So go check that out. And we sure love you guys.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C.
Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClellan.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't
touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
The Bay Area betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers. The incredible edible Matthews sisters. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No one makes us feel well like Megan. And Cap Sewell, Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Coutar. We love you guys.